The following is an encore presentation of CKRZ.
Got an update headed your way now from Mississaugas of the Credit Chief, Stacy LaForme, about schools. So for those of you from Mississaugas of the Credit that have kids going to school and were wondering what was happening, well, I've got a post from you that Stacy did yesterday. I do believe this was posted. And also, you can go to the Mississaugas of the Credit website, where there is also a press release that's more detailed about schools this year. Here's Mississaugas of the Credit Chief, Stacy LaForme.
Good morning. So there are no cases of COVID-19 within the First Nation here. We have also made it mandatory that masks must be worn in all establishments and all administration buildings. Now I want to talk a little bit about LSK and the return to school. So, you know, the province has stated how they're going back. Well, while we track the province and watch what's happening, we are not bound by their authority, and therefore we will not be taking the same steps as the province. So the following has been proposed by the Education Working Group and accepted by Council. The first term, September 2020 to February 2021, will be taught online. Staff will be utilizing Brightspace D2L to better support students and families. Students will begin their studies online September 14th, 2020, and the school year will end June 30th, 2021. LSK staff will be expected to work at the school during this time and will provide office hours for students, parents, to reach out with any questions. The Education Department will be contacting each family this week and the next to find out specific electronic and connection needs so we can provide best possible software answers. Apple iPads will be provided for at-home use for the first term so that each student will have a device. Each device will be equipped to access Wi-Fi, LTE, or USB, depending on their internet capabilities at the student's home. Apple can provide learning sessions for teachers, parents, and caregivers to help become more acquainted with the new devices. Data package will be purchased for those without unlimited internet access and those who are not in a connection dead zone. Education assistants will work with teachers and students to provide additional supports. In regards to special education, we are working on a model that will best meet the needs of the students. Updates will be shared when available. Beginning in November, December 2020, the working group will take part in discussions to determine if the second term will continue online or if the COVID-19 infection rates are low enough to allow a return in school learning. We are still looking at how to assist off-reserve learners. More information will be provided as it becomes available. If you have any questions during this time, please contact Caitlin LaForme, Director of Education. Alternately, you can reach the principal at lsk.principal@mncfm.ca. There has not been a determined date as of yet to safely open the Kwajakanon Children's Center. We will keep you updated as information becomes available on the center. I just want to say that we're all getting tired. We're all getting frustrated. But we have to trust and protect each other. Make which Mama P.
Also, for further info, they do have a copy of the official press release on their website for parents that need even more in-depth information. And it is very detailed, and you should be able to find what you're looking for.
The program you've just heard was an encore presentation of CKRZ.